Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International. The time now is exactly 14 minutes past the hour of 11. You are listening to Radio Islam International and we are on the panel discussion. Inshallah, today we will be discussing about the old age homes and caring for the elderly. However, I would like to welcome our guest at this hour. We have his Marana Abbas Ali. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Marana.
How are you this morning, Marana?
I'm doing very well, which is was, mashallah.
Mashallah. And also we have in our panel this morning is Marana Yusuf Saidar. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
See, Marana, let us get down. We only have 1 hour, no more than 2 hours. We're discussing about old age homes and caring for the elderly. We know in today's time, we see that how many people, we find that in many homes, husband and wife are working, and we find that the elderly are left alone. So, Maulana Yusuf, the first question is, to what extent has Islam granted honor and respect to the elderly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. We praise and glorify Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with Iman and Islam. And we send salat and salam, durud and salutations upon our beloved Habib, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also we send salutations upon his blessed family, upon his noble and chosen companions, the Sahaba Ikram, radiallahu ta'ala, anhum ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's a very, very important topic. And the question that you have posed, Maulana, is that what extent has Islam granted honor and respect to the elderly? So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the divine word, with his kalam. Allah ta'ala has blessed us with our constitution, which is the Quran Kareem. And in the Quran Kareem, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَقُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you, has commanded you, has asked you to do, you must take it, you must accept it, you must implement it, you must carry it out. And whatever he has forbidden you from, whatever he has now stopped, prevented you from doing, you should stay away from it, you must keep far away from it, you must not go near it. So from this verse, noble verse of the Quran Kareem, every injunction of Islam, every etiquette of Islam can be proven, whether it is mentioned directly in the Quran Kareem or not mentioned in the Quran Kareem. So obviously Islam in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about parents, Allah ta'ala speaks about fulfilling our rights to people. Allah ta'ala has mentioned many, many things upon these lines. So from this we can find that, for example, the verse that is mentioned in Surah Bani Israel, the famous verse where Allah ta'ala speaks about parents, and also in there is mentioned about that if one's parents are elderly. So from this verse also we can make inference, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ, that Allah ta'ala has decreed and decided that we should worship him only, we should worship him alone, and we should be good and kind to the parents. So thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ, that if one of them were to reach old age, or both of them, then the injunctions of Allah Ta'ala follow, that we should not say off to them, we should not rebuke them, we should not reprimand them, but rather we should speak in a very, very noble manner, in a very honorable manner, ensuring that we fulfill all the honor and respect that is due to them. So in this verse, we can see how important Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached what importance that a person should be kind to his parents, especially in old age. And even if they are not in old age, but how important it is that after the worship of Allah, after the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the very next verse, in the very next sentence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now joined it. So from this we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined this with his worship. So after the worship of Allah ta'ala, it seems that the most important thing is to be kind to one's parents. And if you study the hadith, we find that there are numerous examples. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said very, very clearly, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا, that person is not from us, is not from my ummah, who does not show mercy to our young ones. وَيُوَكِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا, and he does not show respect and honor to the elderly. So we find that this is now a clear injunction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us believe that now as Muslims we should be kind, we should show kind, we should show mercy to our young ones, to our children, those that are younger than us, and we must have that honor, respect for those that are elderly. Also it is mentioned in a similar hadith, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ شَرَفَ كَبِيرَنَا. That person is not from us, is not from the Muslim Ummah, who does not show mercy to the young ones and does not recognize the honor and the sanctity, the nobility of those that are elder. So from these hadiths we can see clearly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has now highlighted the importance of showing respect and honor to the elderly. We find the hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anzilun nas manazilahum, that treat people according to the position that they deserve, treat people, keep people in whatever position they are. So obviously this is part of Islam. We show respect to everybody, we show respect to every Muslim, we show respect to every human being, we show respect to the creation of Allah, so obviously now to the elderly there will be even more. It is mentioned in one hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this hadith is narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that for the young man who will honor an old man because of his age, Allah ta'ala will appoint people who will honor him in his old age. Subhanallah. So from this we can see that from these hadiths we can see that Islam, the Sharia, the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given great respect and honor to the elderly. It is a duty upon each and every Muslim that we claim to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to follow his teachings. This is a sign that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is a very, very important aspect in the life of every Muslim, that we show respect and honor to the elderly because this is our duty as Muslims.
Jazakallah. Maulana Abbas, we find that these days there is tendency to mock and ridicule the elderly. How has this dramatic change come about that we have moved from our core Islamic values?
Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regard to this particular question, that how things have changed in this era of ours as compared to the past, when these such, you know, the values that were shared in our community, that every Muslim home was an old age home. Well, that means there wasn't a concept of old age home. In those days, everyone kept their old age fathers and mothers with them, made their khidmat, and, you know, took their duas. It was such a wonderful time. But as materialistic today, and the result of the materialistic tendency, the husband is working, the wife is working, and everyone is working. Now the fact of the matter here is that it's now become, you know, parents have now become like a burden for their children, because everyone wants their freedom. So the result of this is that now, you know, it's a case of, offloading, you know, and getting them off their back so that they can enjoy their freedom and go about their lives. And the other thing that has played a very important, part in this regard is the, you know, Western way of looking at things. That how through their cartoons and through their books and through their soapies, how the old they have passed their age, they have become, so to say, their shelf life is ended, and they are not much use to the, you know, community anymore, let alone to the, direct family members. And the result of this is that this kind of thing has set in, that now I've met some kind of grandparents who have said that today, say, Maulana, we are so sad, we can't even speak to our grandchildren, they find it a burden, you know, to sit with us and to talk to us, they find it very boring. In fact, some students were honest enough to have mentioned that, you know, my granny dotes on me and she likes to hold me and kiss me, but I can't take it. And we can understand from there what has happened, that those people who are such an important asset to society, who have seen the world, who have contributed so much to a successful son or a successful daughter, has now been need to sit, you know, first at the home also and made redundant as such, and regarded as a burden until the time comes when he or she is then, you know, taken and put into an old age home. So all this, a lot of the materialistic tendencies and, you know, all of those things have played a part, besides the aspect of how the West has projected and, you know, shown the picture of parents that has made that whole shift, which we think of the past values that, you know, we had with regard to the respect and khidmat of our parents, and as we see, you know, today, how they are being treated.
Chima Yusuf, is it a duty upon the children to look after the parents when they are old?
Absolutely, if you look at the Quran Kareem, the verses that are quoted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers that we must now, that we should worship Him. And in the same vein, in the same breath, Allah ta'ala has commanded that we should be kind to our parents. In another verse in the Quran Kareem, in Surah Luqman, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "Wa wasayna al-insana biwalidayh," that we have enjoined upon people, we have enjoined upon human beings, that they should care for their parents. And also in that very same verse, Allah ta'ala says, "An ishkur li wa li walidayh," that you should be grateful to me, and you should be grateful to your parents. So if we were to analyze the situation, now nobody can deny that the favor of our parents upon us as children. Nobody can deny the favor of parents upon their children. So the greatest and the most salient point is that we need to understand and acknowledge that the underlying reasons for our existence and coming in this world is our parents. That Allah Ta'ala had decreed, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had decided, Allah Ta'ala has ordained through His wisdom that our parents were the means of us coming in this world. So we have come in this world, we worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we do so many things, we are taking benefit from this world, we are enjoying our life in this world. So the main reason for this is our parents. So that also will demand and dictate that we be kind to our parents. It will be the duty of a person, of a child, son and daughter, to look after their parents when they're old. And also, if you carry on further, the parents thereafter, when the child is born, what do? They rear the child in his childhood. And in this, they go through painstaking efforts. They provide comfort, sound, they ensure the sound well-being of their child. And in undertaking of this, they go through untold efforts, sometimes difficulties, sacrifice. And if you look at the mother, the sacrifice of the mother. So the mother, she carries her child in her womb, right, where the child is now sharing her food and her being for 9 months. And then it doesn't end there. After childbirth, now during the period of incubation, there is a period of feeding the child, suckling of the child. So this is for 2 years. And this is now particular, it's a hardship. It's a time of difficulty, sacrifice for the mother, painstaking effort, right? And during all this time, the father is fully engaged in looking after his child, catering for his child, bringing up his child, giving instruction and guidance to his child, being there for his child and his family. And what is the child? At that time, the child is like a helpless creature. He's neither harmful nor useful to himself nor to anybody else. So Allah Ta'ala has enjoined, that is why from the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala has enjoined that children should be good and thankful to their parents. This is now something that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so being dutiful to parents assumes priority even over jihad. Allahu Akbar. Now, when we study the Quran Kareem, when we study the noble Sunnah, the Hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know how important to strive and to go and fight in the path of Allah, how important it is. But look at this Hadith narrated by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which deed is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, observing prayer and insan. That when the time for salah comes, you perform your salah in the correct time, in the most preferable time. So according to us, it will be in the most preferable time. When the time of salah comes, we do not delay, we are not negligent, we perform our salah. And then next, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, being dutiful to one's parents. Allahu Akbar. So after salah, what came? Being dutiful to one's parents, being kind to them, showing respect to them, serving them. And then what next? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jihad. To fight in the court, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can see here that now being dutiful to one's parents has been even accorded a superior position than even jihad, which is so important in the framework of the Sharia in Islam, to strive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make an effort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, Is it a duty upon the children to look after their parents? Definitely, from the Quran and Kareem, from the noble Sunnah and teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from human etiquette, human decorum, the dictates of human nature, we can definitely say that notwithstanding the teachings, the great teachings of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, of the Quran and Kareem, of the Sunnah, it will be the duty of each and every person, each and every human being, to look after their parents when they are old, just as our parents looked after us when we were young and when we were a small child, when we could not do anything for ourselves, we could not fend for ourselves. What untold sacrifice and effort and supreme painstaking effort and so much of sorrow and difficulty and happiness as well and joy the parents went through. So undoubtedly it will be the duty even more so in Islam, according to the beautiful teachings of Islam, for every child to look after their parents.
Jee Maulana, Ma'abbas, sometimes we have a situation where the care of parents is left totally to either one son or one daughter. Is this also correct?
Jee, the fact here is this, that all the children of those parents, you know, it's their duty, it's the right of the parents that all of those children, sons and daughters, more especially the sons, I would say, that they should make khidmat and serve them and keep them, you know, on a rotational basis, you know, and move them from house to house. Sometimes, you know, they also like a little bit of a change. Now, what has happened is because of this materialistic and selfish tendencies that are set into our community and into the ummah, we tend to just pass the buck on to one particular child or one particular son or one daughter, and you know they are supposed to look after them. But this is completely wrong. The idea is that every son and daughter should think, I'm not saying emphasis so much on a daughter, because she doesn't have so much of a right in a sense, that all depends on the son-in-law, that mashallah, if he's a kind of a son who looks at his mother-in-law or his father-in-law as his own parents, that's a different thing. But when it comes to the son specifically, they, you know, should say that by us moving mom, moving dad from, moving the parents from house to house, in that way, we also benefit, they also benefit. They benefit in the sense of, looking after them, the caring, this aspect, and, you know, the compassion that we show towards them, which cannot be done in any old age home or any frail home in the sense where people are paid to do that. But here, mashallah, you know, they're really looked after from the heart, one. And secondly, the duas that those children get while looking at their parents, which is the most important, that they get a chance of making khidmat and taking duas of their parents. And they must not forget that as you treat your parents, same way you will be treated by your children. If you mistreat your parents, or you just neglect them, or just pass them on to somebody else, and you don't want to take that burden up on yourself, that Allah forbid, the time mustn't come and your own children will do the same thing to you. And that if a person cries, then he must look back and think that this is how I treated my parents. I just remembered one incident. I visited one old age home, and we met one mother there. And she was crying, and she was saying that, you know, I've got four sons, and not one of them wants to keep me, so they brought me and left me here, because when they were making mashwara among themselves, who must keep ma? You see, when I brought them up, I didn't make mashwara with anybody. I brought them up with muhabbat, love and compassion, and today when I become old and I need support, now they are making mashwara, and not one of them wants to take me on, and they said the mashwara came out, that let's go and drop mom off at an old age home. But this is such kind of deprivation, mahrumi as we call it, that having sons that, you know, and children that, you know, who are not looking at their parents in the sense of gratitude, in a sense of taking their duas, and worse than that, just to leave the burden on one single sibling or one single child, that also is unfair. Everyone should look at it equally, that we all need to share and you know, take them and make them as comfortable as possible.
Sure. Ma Yusuf, the question comes about what are some possible ways in which the responsibilities can be divided equally amongst the children, especially when it comes during the weekends and holiday times?
Well, if you look at this, the needs, the specific needs of the parents, we find we can break it down. We can categorize the needs into different categories. So obviously there is one, the physical needs, somebody has to take care of them physically. There will be the financial aspect. There will be, so what is needed is that there should be a spirit of mutual cooperation, mutual consultation among all the siblings, among all the children, that they have mashura, right, and they have the spirit of now cooperating with one another, the spirit of helping one another for the sake of their parents. So then what they can do, there's different aspects. So one is that now the time, that if the parent is staying with one particular child, with the son or the daughter, for example, that they should be understanding that now during the holidays, during weekends, now maybe that where the parent is living, sometimes the family, maybe they're going for Hajj, they may be going for Umrah, they may be going on a business journey, they may be going on vacation, on holiday, they may be going out for a few days, right? So during that time, obviously, they are going as a family unit, and so now the other children, the other siblings should come forward at the time, and they should be offer that the parent can stay with them, and they should be very, very accommodating in this aspect, that now we let my brother or let my sister also, let them have some time where they can go freely for Umrah, or they can go on a journey, they can go for holiday, and during this time, so, and also not specifically if they go on a journey, so during the holidays, during the weekends, if everybody can share the responsibility, it will make it very, very easy, it will make this a pleasure, a joy for everybody, everybody will get the blessing of looking after the parents will be moving to see all the children, meeting the children, meeting the grandchildren, and they will also be happy. They will have a change of environment, a change of place, change of weather, and they will have the joy of going and meeting their children. So in both ways, as well as Mulana has mentioned, so there will be great benefit. So then financially also there is now responsibility. So everybody, if they undertake it collectively, that I will take care of this, I will contribute this, I will do this. Medically there may be some need, there may be medication that is required on a regular basis. So then that also can be taken either by one of the siblings, or they can do it collectively. And there may be so many other needs. So in this way, if they work in a spirit of cooperation, in a spirit of now willingness and sharing the responsibility, then you find that there will be happiness and there will be joy all around. The parent will be happy, the mother and the father will be happy, they will have joy, they will be going around, they will not feel inconvenience, and they will be meeting their children, which will be bring joy to them. And at the same time, each of the children will not feel that now the other, my brothers and sisters, are not being fair, they are not playing their part, they are not coming forward, they are not doing what they're supposed to do, they do not come in reserve, they are not ready. So they feel that now this responsibility has been now put into one person more than what is necessary. So then all around you find that among the offspring as well, they will have that happiness, they will have that understanding, they will be at ease with one another, they will be at peace with one another, because each one of them is there for the other, each one of them is there for the parents. So in this manner, if everybody were to come together with mashwara, with the spirit of cooperation and helping one another for the sake of parents, for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we, whatever we are doing, that by doing service, and doing service, obviously the first will come, according to the rule, al-awwal fal-awwal, first will come our parents. Like how Allah Ta'ala first after his worship, he mentioned being kind to parents. So the first, the people that are worthy and deserving of our kind treatment, our parents. So if the offspring, if the siblings and all the children, if they were to work together in this manner, inshallah, there will be a lot of benefit for the parents, there will be a lot of benefit for the brothers, for the offspring and the siblings as well.
Ji, Maulana. Maulana Abbas, is this concept of an old age home, is it something new and foreign to Islam?
Ji, we look at the situation in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba's time, Khulafa Rashid's time. They had such a strong community support structure that we get stories like, if there was a widow, Abu Bakr is quietly going there and cleaning her toilet and
filling water. Sayyidina Umar is doing that in his time and, you know, going around. The fact that structures were so strong that, the community as such, if there wasn't any son or daughter directly, someone to help the old person or old persons irrespective, then even the Khalifas would go down to that level to go and assist them, make sure that they will. But the structures are very, very good and strong in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there wasn't actually a need. The support structure as far as social health, etc., all that was there. But today the times have become such that where we hear that unfortunately four sons, and they no one wants to keep the mother, they are too busy, each one has got his own life to carry on. And with the result, conditions have become such that the parents have become neglected, and they are left in isolation, and the children don't seem to see the benefit of them looking after them and taking their du'as and their blessings. So what has happened, circumstances, it's not that this is the ideal in Islam to have old age homes or homes or for the frail, etc. The fact here is this, that circumstances has come about in the sense that such institutions are now coming about where people with best of intentions are putting up mother's homes and father's homes and all these kind of things. It wasn't needed in the time of Rasulullah SAW. Even though we may say it's foreign to Islam to have this kind of institutions, but before this, the government, through the Baitul Mal and the Islamic government, Islamic State, would look after the needs of these people. Today, in many cases, we don't have Islamic governments or many, this kind of structures. With the result, and the community structure is not so strong anymore, so people are forced now to have something that where the old people in their last few years are looked after in the sense of their comfort and their need to pass their last few years in that way. So the fact is that when you look at some of the conditions which we'll discuss in the next few questions, is that conditions have become such that institutions like this or structures like this have to be put in place so that the poor parents are not on the street and they're not neglected. So I would say I myself personally at one stage was very negative on the aspect of old age homes, but after seeing the conditions of old people and how the society is going, then I would say that something, communities can get together and establish something, but that doesn't absolve the children, the siblings from the responsibility of their parents, despite that they still can have that and they can still be contributing towards us.
See. Well, Yusuf, there are some possible reasons why children would put their parents or a parent in an old age home. Can we go into the details of what are those possible reasons?
We find that undoubtedly, I think the first we have mentioned, it has been mentioned already, we just need to reiterate that undoubtedly the best thing, what is the person supposed to do, is that every person, every child, every son and daughter, they are supposed to look after their parents. That is a duty. We have established that from the Quran, from the Sunnah. However, we find that today's reality is something else. The time that we are living in, the challenges of today, the circumstances that we find. So there are possible various reasons why offspring will take their parent or their parents and put them into an old age home. So the first thing I think maybe the first reason could be that we find that unfortunately the children, they are living a totally hedonistic way of life. They are totally living a Western way of life. They are modernist in their outlook, the education that they have received, and they are looking at the way of the West, right? And unfortunately, that is now a great tragedy because we find there is no sense of social responsibility to the extent that we have in Islam. There's no respect. There's no honor for parents, for elderly people. There's no respect in any for anything. So now they totally ape the West, as it is said, and you will find that in the Western way of life, in the Western concept, Western society, this is something common. It's not looked down upon. It is absolutely normal. It's something that is now, everybody does it. So they just go with the flow and they absolutely feel, they justify it to themselves. themselves, and they feel that, no, this is the way, that this is how it's done throughout the world, and this is what we're going to do. So they're not considering any the circumstances, they're not considering the impact of what they are doing. They are just totally following this Western way of life. They also, as Mulana has mentioned, that maybe sometime they are so caught up in their own life, they are so busy that you find that now the father, the husband is working, the wife is working, the son is working, his wife may be working, all the family members, each one is now concerned, each one is working just to bring in an income, and they're chasing after the material wealth. Everybody is so busy. So now what is the outcome of that? That na'udhu billah, Allah forbid, they feel that now the parents are a burden to them. The parents are a hindrance to that object. That object is now to amass as much money and wealth as they can, or their lifestyle demands that now it becomes a burden. Their lifestyle is such that they want to be on the move, they want to be like everybody else, keep up with the rest of humanity, with the rest of the people, and they want to be traveling, they want to be moving, they want to be going everywhere, enjoying, making the most of their life. Now they feel, unfortunately, Allah forbid, they will feel that now the parent who is now elderly, the parent cannot travel, the parent cannot go for long distances, etc. There'll be so much of logistical problems and so forth. So now they it becomes like a burden. So this is also it may impact their lifestyle, or they feel it is a burden. And just to get rid of that burden, they say that they're following the Western way of life and culture. There could be other reasons as well that could be substantiated, validated by the Sharia. That, for example, the offspring are there for their parents. They love their parents. They spending time with their parents, but maybe the parent needs specialized medical care, for example. The parent needs, because of their elderly age, because of their old age, they are in need of now constant surveillance, or they are in need of having a nurse, for example, a full-time nurse, or they need of now some major medical assistance throughout the day, 24 hours. So now, this obviously now it may not be possible for every son and for every daughter to do it. They do not have the expertise, they do not have the training, they do not have the facility at home, they may not have the means also, right? But they love their parents dearly, they spend time with their parents. So now in that, now maybe they put their parent into a specialized facility, into an old age home, for example, a hospice or somewhere where specialized care, medical care, where around the clock there are people, assistants and nurses and so forth that are there, that will make life easier. But at the same time, they fulfill their whole responsibility and more towards their parents. They visit their parents, they spend time with their parents, they take their children, right? They fulfill all the rights of their parents, and now this is like an even extra comfort, that where they take care of this, but they do not neglect, they do not lag behind, they do not lack in serving their parents. They still fulfill as much as they can, they will do. Not that they leave it and now it's a very harsh word to use, that the parents are dumped into an old age home and that is it, and they are forgotten. Allah forbid. So now this is not the case, this is not the scenario, but for some reason, there's some maslahat, as we mentioned, there could be all these reasons. So if this is a possible reason, but the children are there, they rally around their parents, they visit them, whatever khidmat they can do. So when they come, they make sure they go daily. If somebody is out of town, the child comes come regularly to visit the parents. And when they are there, they serve their parents, they make khidmat, they do what they can to make it easier for their parents. So they will take care of the needs of their parents when they can. Not that they are neglecting their duty. So now the other way it is now that the parent has become a burden. The parents now, unfortunately, it's impacting on their lifestyle. It's impacting, they do not have time. They have different agendas. They are busy, or they just merely want to follow they have become totally modernistic in their outlook, and they feel that, no, this is the way to go. They do not consider the kindness of their parents. They do not consider that one day they will also become old, and they will be in need of the care and affection and service of their own children. So they do not consider all these things, and they just now make an abrupt a hasty decision, and they take their parents without thinking of the consequences, and they just take them and put them, leave them in an old age home, very, very convenient for one and all, and they leave their parents there, forget them totally. So that is now something very, very wrong according to the Sharia. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safeguard us from having such type of notions. Ya Allah ta'ala, safeguard us from such type of actions.
Well, Abbas, can putting a parent in old age home ever be justified, or under circumstances it is justified?
Gee, the fact is this, we need to always be remind our communities that, look, the ideal is to have your old age parents with you, to make their khidmat, to take their duas, to make them comfortable, that aspect of the bonding, you know, that which they can be put in the most comfortable old age home. They will not get that. There are people who are serving them, are trying their best, they are paid for it. But the fact is that here, if we have children in our own grandchildren, which I was speaking about, that they should also be tried to be connected to the grandparent or parents, to sit with them and to, you know, talk to them. Grandparents can share so many things with them. That's the ideal. That ideal is the greatest ideal, which is an Islamic value, which cannot be replaced in the sense of the real purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the Quran, that with your parents is old age, then show kindness to them and make their khidmat. But the fact is that they're gaining this societies that we are living, the Western materialistic societies where people are, you know, running in rat races all the time, and whatever reasons, economic reasons, maybe husband and wife are working, the idea is that even if the parent or parents at home, they are neglected, the children aren't even looking to their knees in the morning, they rush off and they don't even make the breakfast because the parents are still resting. By the time they come in the evening, they are tired, and then they don't even sit with their parents. So the fact here is this, that if there is that neglect within the home, then some parents I have met in old age homes, they said, we are comfortable here, or we are happy here, in the sense, at least we got a people of our own ages, you know, we can talk to them, and our day passes in that way. But of course, that is not the ideal thing. It should have been done by children and their and grandchildren. But circumstances just force people to do this in the case that the old age parent, the parent doesn't have children, in the sense of the ones that look after them, so the fact is that then the second best, as a last resort, we will say, the idea is that make sure that you put them into a comfortable place and visit them as well. Yusuf has just mentioned now, but visit them, return, just dump them off there, and then, you know, once in a month you go there and take a couple of flowers. That's not an Islamic way. If you have put them there, make a call from time to time, visit them to make them feel that, you know, we are thinking of you, you are with us. Ma, what can we do for you? Papa, what can we do for you? The idea is that putting them there and just not keeping contact with them, that is the greatest crime that we can do. And please ourselves, that because I'm paying for my parents' expenses at their old age home and so forth, and so if I go once in a while for a few minutes, it's not going to make up for that. Idea is, despite putting them in all under due to circumstances where they are being neglected at home, and to make them comfortable, but to keep that contact from time to time, make their khidmat, go up and down and visit them, that will at least make up for that aspect which couldn't have been done at home. So that is the only justification which we cannot say is the real Islamic ruling. But now, if circumstances, at least the parents for their last few years, are passed in dignity and with respect, inshallah.
Well, Yusuf, now we have a scenario where we already have people that are that have put their parents already into these old age homes, or we even have some people that are contemplating putting their parents into old age homes. Well, just if we can give us a brief of the problems that arise within the old age home, like the physical and verbal abuse by the caregivers, exploitation of the grants and pensions, man.
As Mulana has mentioned, that it is a reality, a sad reality today as well, that there will be inevitably sometimes the need, or sometimes this is something that is happening, that parents will be put into an old age home, or the elderly are put, they don't have children, they're put into an old age home, etc. There's nobody to take care of them. But we need to be aware of the situation. Today, Mulana, if you look at what is happening in the world, what is unfolding in the world, that if you follow the news, and we find that now there's absolutely horrific stories that are coming about parents leave alone being in an old age home, or in an institution that is caring for the elderly, the aged, or even a hospital, an institution that is now a medical institution. We find parents are abusing their children, all types, physical abuse, verbal abuse, improper abuse, Allahu Akbar. We find that now, just recently we have read so many that parents have actually they have bashed the child to such an extent that even a small child is 1 year old, you know, 1 and 11 months old and older, they bash the child to death, the child has been burnt, there's such injuries, the child has been given such trauma that the child could not survive, and this is happening from parents. And then we find that now when we go to the institutions, we find in hospitals there are professional caregivers, and today where is the sense of responsibility, where is the sense of now responsibility and accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless that person is a believer and a good believer, a practicing believer. We find that these people who are actually caregivers, who are supposed to be caring for the people that are within their care, for the sick, for the infirm, for the elderly, for the aged, they are guilty of committing gross injustice to the people that are within their care, whether it is children. It has happened to children also. Very common, you find that parents, they put a babysitter and they are gone. And the only later do they come to realize what the babysitter was doing with the child, how harsh treatment the child was getting, if not abuse, Allah forbid. And then we find that now in hospitals, with the elderly, in such institutions, it's a very, very common thing that they it's very, very possible that they suffer from physical abuse. You get all types of people, and you get all different types now. You find people that maybe they may be on the wrong path, Allah forbid. They maybe have different ideas. They may be having their own issues in life. And then what do? Sometimes they take out their frustration. Sometimes they have now, they cannot control themselves because of the particular personal problems that they're having. So they tend to take it out on those within their care. Now, who is within their care? The elderly people, the old people, the aged people. And then they become victims, Allahu Akbar. And it is absolutely horror stories. It's absolutely frightening. What is happening in hospitals, what is happening with people that are professional caregivers, and we find that, so this is a common thing, there will be verbal abuse. Obviously, like how the teaching of Islam, that every child is supposed to have so much of Islamic education, that when their parent passes away, they will be able to perform at least the janazah salah of their own parent, because the dua that they will make with such sincerity and with so much of feeling, the dua that they will make from their heart, nobody else will be able to make the dua, not even the imam, not even any person would be able to make that similar, that same dua with the same feeling that they can make for their parent. So today, unfortunately, we find that this is not so. Even the child, the son, cannot even make the janazah salah of his own parent. So this is now, we find very common, there's physical abuse, and all, when you go through the whole structure, you find the physical abuse, Allah forbid. So we do not want to go into details, obviously we can understand that what takes place, even though there are people, they may be so old, they may be over 80, nothing is sacred, nobody is safe, so verbal abuse is very, very common. Now these are people that are elderly, they are aged, they are very, very emotional, they cannot now take this type of behavior. They are in need of care, of love, of affection, and here you find that they are being ill-treated, right? And those people they may be having their own issues in life, and it may be as wrong as it is, but now because of their own issues in life, so they take out all these problems that they are having, or the personal issues that they are having, they take it out on these people. So now these people they're very open to exploitation, they can be taken advantage of, they have no real awareness or no real idea, maybe they are incapacitated, they cannot now take care of their own affairs, their own financial affairs. So it's a very, very common thing that those that are in charge will now take advantage, unless for that person who is now under the guidance, who has got following the Sharia, who has got taqwa, and they try to follow, they try to be abide by the laws of Allah, so they are very easy to be for them to be exploited. So they are exploited in different ways, financially, and the different ways they are taken, advantage is taken of them. So we find that like this and many, many other issues, these are the common issues and problems that we find. Yes, they are definitely dedicated, they are sincere caregivers, they are sincere nurses, they are sincere professional people who go the extra mile, who serve, who help the people that are within their care, right? And they do an excellent job, maybe even better so than the children themselves. So yes, there are undoubtedly people like that, but those are the exception. That is not the rule. So these are some of the particular problems that we find within any institution.
Well, JazakAllah for that. Maulana Abbas, your concluding remarks.
Gee, what we are saying here is that one are the old age homes that have been established by the state in the sense of their, that's not a very good environment in those homes. Allah, but Allah shukr, now our own Muslim people, Allah give them jazah khair, I know some of them personally who are doing this purely out of appealing for the community's own. One person who started an old age home for mothers and thereafter for fathers, he mentioned to me, he said, Maulana, I started this, we had a case of one old age, a gentleman whose wife passed away long time, he lived all alone and he passed away and no one didn't know. Until a few days' time, they found out that he's missing. He had to break the door. His body was already decomposing. And the idea was that we realized that, no, we have to. So these are the circumstances for which, so now, alhamdulillah, Muslims are setting up these kind of homes with an Islamic, and a kind of a Islamic environment and spiritual, where, alhamdulillah, in the morning, he mentioned we had Yasin Sharif, we have a nice talk, some kitab reading is done, and they are encouraged to perform salah. So all of those aspects, you know, or as I've seen old age homes of none, so government was whole day, they sit and they watch TV the whole day, and that's a shame that this last, how they're passing the last few years. So if Muslims are going into this, yeah, and investing in something, Allah will reward them for that, but make it as comfortable as possible in the sense that, you know, have an Islamic environment for their last few years, they are made to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that way, alhamdulillah, last few years, passing nicely. Again, as a repetition, that those children who, for under whatever circumstances, are putting their children, putting their parents into old age homes, should not just leave them there and neglect them, so that they are made to feel lonely, they are made to feel isolated. It's just not fair that they deserve that. They should visit them, look after their needs, and not only the siblings, but the community should also go and visit them from time to time, so they must know that the community also hasn't forgotten them for all the contributions they have done. So inshallah, in this way, those that are establishing this for Muslim community people, alhamdulillah, Allah give them jazah khair, we should make sure the Islamic element is there. Secondly, children and community members should also from time to time visit them and make them feel like, alhamdulillah, you know, we care for you and we remember you, and you, and you know, in that way, make them feel still part of society, that even though you're not at home, but you are here, but you're still part of us. So in that way, alhamdulillah, whatever, and ask them whatever their needs are, etc., etc., Allah shukr, inshallah, for that little support that they will give to these old people, inshallah, as we have said earlier, that how we treat our elders and how we treat our parents, only parents, inshallah, when we reach that stage, our children will treat us in the same way. If we treat somebody else in that way, the community also will, inshallah, treat us. So as you do to others, will be done unto you. We ask guidance and tawfiq from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakumullah to Maulana Abbas Ali and Maulana Yusuf Seder. Inshallah, now it's exactly 1 minute past the hour of 12. We're going to the news.